The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Next level via kingdom stewardship. Hallelujah. Many don't want to hear the word service to God, because many believe that service to God is just a waste of time. When you hear someone saying, "I'm serving God," to many, especially the young ones, the youth of nowadays, believe it's a waste of time, it's a waste of destiny. But I want to tell you tonight, this is one of the surest and easiest ways for you to assess your next level in life. You don't need to go far. Our Father in the Lord is a living example. My humble self is a living example. I want you to know that serving God pays, and it pays beyond anything. God has been blessing us since the start of this fast, and we give him all the glory. Like I said, today we are looking at next level via kingdom stewardship. And one of God's ordained platform for our next level is kingdom stewardship. This is because kingdom stewardship is what puts us in command of all things that is pertinent to life and to godliness. Everything that is pertinent to life and to godliness is found in this kingdom. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you." But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. The psalmist says, "Like their heart panted after the waters of the brook, so my soul longeth after thee." I want you to know one of the platforms that God has provided for us to assess his blessings and to assess our next level is kingdom service. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25, one of my favorite scriptures. The Bible says, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God. Ye shall serve the Lord your God. And ye shall do what? He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take away sickness from the midst of thee." Verse 26. Hallelujah. He said something in verse 26 that I so much love. "There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. The numbers of thy days I will fulfill." Many of us think the number of thy days I will fulfill is talking about giving you long life. That is not only long life. It's beyond long life. When you live a fulfilled day, that is everything that you desire to achieve for that day comes to pass. So when God says the numbers of your days I will fulfill, he's saying that he will give you long life. Not only will you have long life, but you will have a fulfilled long life. Hallelujah. Everything that is pertinent unto life and godliness is found in this kingdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We are going somewhere tonight. Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, says, "According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness." Life and godliness. "Through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue." God has called you unto glory and to virtue. God has called you to glory and to virtue. And I want you to know that as we engage in kingdom service, in kingdom stewardship, we assess this glory. Not only do we assess this glory brings about the virtue of Christless, Christ-likeness in our life. And this virtue of Christ-likeness is what endears us to God and opens us to the door for our next level. Somebody is assessing next level in the name of Jesus. I said someone is assessing next level in the name of Jesus. What is kingdom stewardship? Many of us know the meaning of stewardship. But what is kingdom stewardship? We know stewardship. Kingdom stewardship now. Kingdom stewardship is the deployment and use of one's resources for the advancement, promotion, security of the kingdom ventures on earth. Advancement, promotion, and security. Hallelujah. Defender of the faith. How many defender of faith do we have here? Hallelujah. Deployment of one's resources. When I talk about resources, what comes to mind quickly is maybe money. It's not money alone that is your resources. We have your physical strength, your intellectual resources, your intellectual capacity, your ability to do certain things, to work for God in certain things. It's not only about money. Praise the Lord. Deploying all this for the promotion, for the advancement, and for the security of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Number two, kingdom stewardship is the heart of servicing the interest of the master in all ramifications for the glory of the master and the kingdom of God. Servicing the interest of the master in all ramifications for the glory of the master, not for your own glory, but for the glory of the master and the kingdom of God. And number three, it is a total commitment to the enlargement, development, growth, expansion, and beautification of God's kingdom. Enlargement, development, growth, expansion, and beautification of the kingdom of God. You know, Papa once told me once, he said, our house should not be more beautiful than the house of God. It's a man that has a different heart. You know, many of us, we want our house to look huge and look nice. It's good. There's nothing bad in that. It's good to live in a good place. But another level is when you have a desire to beautify the place of God even more than your home place. Total commitment. Not a commitment that is only available in the season that is palatable. Not a commitment that is attached to the condition and circumstances. Not a commitment that is attached to woman glory and woman praise. Some people will not serve God if they are not being praised. Some people want another man to praise them before they can serve God. No. Total commitment. Hallelujah. So who is a steward in relation to the kingdom? We know what a steward is. A steward is someone that attends to another person or someone that attends to something. But relating it to the kingdom now, you know, there are various definitions of who a steward is, but I want us to take a look at these two definitions that the Holy Spirit gave me. Number one, a steward in God's kingdom is not necessarily a pastor or a minister or a prophet or an evangelist. No. It's not necessarily someone that has been ordained as a pastor, as an evangelist. No. A steward in this kingdom is anyone who is committed to kingdom advancement, to kingdom growth, to kingdom promotion. Now, this is the one that touched me and opened me up more. And I know it's going to bless you. In righteousness, as per the demand of the Father. I don't know if you get that. A steward in this kingdom is someone who is committed to the kingdom advancement, growth, promotion, etc. in righteousness, as per the demand of the Father. Somebody might be showing a level of commitment, but it's not in righteousness because the person has an ulterior motive. And to us, as women, he's a fervent brother. He's a fervent sister. But he's fervent or she's fervent because of what she wants. Or what she's aiming after. So it is a commitment in righteousness as per the demand of the Father. I don't know if you are getting it. As per the demand of the Father. It is not as per your own wish. It is not as per you want to do it. It is not as how you want to do it. But how the Father wants you to do it. Praise the Lord. For me, while in the secular work, I don't rate commitment by the volume of work that you do. I once had a young man, you know, at the end of the year we do appraisal. So I set up a mechanism to be able to appraise people rightly, because the year before, someone got the best staff award. And some other people came up and said, it's because the guy is from my mother's village. That was why I recommended him for the best staff award. So I said, okay, no problem. So I was trying to defend myself, and I got myself burnt the more because the defending wasn't jiving. So the following year, I devised a means. So we do analysis, raw material and all that, different kind of analysis. So I opened a record whatever number of analysis every of the analysts put in, I record it. So there's a particular guy, at the end of the year, we did a review. And I discovered that this guy has actually done more than 1,000 analyses. Different kind of analysis. Him alone, he has carried out more than 1,000. And there's another person that did 300 and various like that. So the day a normal person, you would recommend such a person. So the day I was to recommend and send it to the head office for them, I just saw myself typing the name of the guy that won it the previous year. I finished typing and sending it. I said, but it's not him that had the highest analysis. I started feeling bad. Then Lewis spoke to him, said, no, it is not as per the volume of the analysis, but as per the heart for the work. This guy has a better heart for the work. I honestly, before God and man, I disagree with the Holy Spirit. I totally disagree. So I did a rejoinder to say that this guy is not. I made a mistake. It should be this guy. But the thing has gone, and when it got to the head office, they query me on that. Why did you do that? So eventually, they gave it to the first guy who won it the previous year. So he won it back to back. And I was wondering, so I tried to find a way to appease this other person some other way. But this is where I'm going. In the course of the year, what the Holy Spirit told me about this guy came to full bearing. He is just full of activity, but his heart is not in the work. You can't be a steward in the kingdom of God and you are just active, jumping up and down. It's good to be active, don't get me wrong, but it's your heart for God. It's your desire for the kingdom. Your activity, is it to get you notice? Is it to get you an award? Is it to get the praise of man? Or is it to please the Father? This is what distinguished David from the others. Others are also shepherd boy. Others, there are plenty shepherd boys in Israel when David was chosen. Do you want to tell me that it's only David that is the only 17 years old shepherd boy in the entire Israel? Israel are known to be a pastoral people. But he was chosen because he has a heart that is for God. Praise the Lord. So your service is as per the demand. So this other guy that I was talking about, I realized that he actually doesn't do the work as per the demand. How did he accumulate so much analysis? You know what he does? We have to do A, B, C, 3, 4 analysis. So he will pull the analysis together. Take sample, pull them together, pull, then he will pick. So when he picks and he does the analysis, it has covered for 4. So he was getting more. Praise the Lord. But that is not the demand. That is not the way. So until you do it the righteous way, you don't get the blessing that comes from it. I don't know if I'm communicating tonight. Everybody's looking as if I'm boring them. It's only Mama that is smiling and Papa. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So your service to God is not as per your demand. Is as per the demand of God in righteousness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number two, definition. A steward in the kingdom is one whose personal interest has been totally submitted to the interest of the master in full obedience to the master. Your interest, your personal interest, no longer matters. That is the thing that made Paul to be so much different. This is a trained lawyer. You can call him a son. He trained under Gamaliel, one of the topmost lawyers of those days. It's like being the topmost. He said, of the Jews. I said, I'm of a Jew. As in, he has all the qualifications and whatever. He has everything. This guy is loaded. Like Mama said yesterday, he enjoyed an unusual grace. Not only that, he did not now sit down, tetere like that, just stay in one place and said, I'm a man of grace. No, he has a heart that is in full obedience to God in the place of his service. He was so much consumed, so much to the point that the consumption of the Holy Spirit and the interest of the kingdom consumed totally and burned out his own personal interest. No personal interest. It burned it out completely. There is no place where personal interest conflicts with the interest of God. That is the place of stewardship that God wants to take us to. That is the place of stewardship that lands us in an unusual blessing. And that is the place of stewardship I'm crying to God for. Praise the Lord. That's the place of stewardship. This is a man that he lost. He said, I was beaten. I can't remember how many times. Several times he was beaten. In fact, there was a time they left him for dead. They stoned him and they left him for dead. He woke up again, dust himself. Next day he's preaching again. If it is you and me, after being stoned and you went into coma, when you wake up, say, God, you will start thinking, it's very easy for him to start thinking it is because of I've persecuted Christians before. God just wants to pay me back. He wants to show me. It's better I just leave this God. No, he does himself, carries cloak back to the work. Personal interest, dead. Only to the interest of the master. God will take us there in the name of Jesus. In full obedience to the master. Full obedience. Your stewardship is not acceptable until it comes to the place of full obedience. That's what I've been praying for today. That was my prayer. Father, give me the grace to be in full obedience. Help me to be in full obedience. Just help me. Just help me. To be candid with you, if we can get the key of Matthew 6:33, we have gotten everything. If we get the key. If we get the key of Matthew 6:33, all these things, that is everything, everything shall be added. Now, what added means is that you already have. I don't know if you are looking at that word. You already have it. Now, God is now going to add more. More. Hallelujah. Important fact about kingdom stewardship. My time is running, so I have to run now. Number one, kingdom stewardship is God's way of rewarding his people. Kingdom stewardship is God's way of doing what? Rewarding his people. The Bible says, be not mocked. God cannot be deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall reap. Seed time and harvest time, as long as the heaven and earth remain, it shall never cease. God rewards. God does not use man. He rewards man. Don't let anybody say, one lower. They are using, nobody's using you. God is only taking you to the place of reward. And let's even assume if God is using, I would rather prefer that God should use me than man should use me. I'm telling you. David understood this so much. He said, I would rather fall into the punishment of God than fall into the condemnation of man. Because if a man deals with you, mercy. But if God is dealing with you, you still have the place of mercy. Hallelujah. And he's a merciful God. So if there's even going to be like, oh God, I would rather prefer that God. How many of us know that we are all stewards. We are all serving something. I'm telling you, nobody is serving nothing. Every man on earth is serving something. Either you believe in God, you don't believe in God, you are serving something. You are a steward to something. To whom you yield yourself to that thing that you yield yourself to that you are a servant. So I rather yield myself to God and let God use me. Let him use me. If it is to use, oh God, use me. But I tell you, God use no man. God use no man. God is greater than using any man. God use no man. God blesses man via the service of man. It's your service to him that brings the blessing. Hallelujah. That word used is just being used because we don't have a word. Say, God use me. And God use, no. God actually is not like use like that. It's a way of you being blessed. And I pray that we will get to this understanding in Jesus' name. You know, I wish I had this understanding 10 years ago. I always tell people, I wish I had this understanding 10 years ago. The difference is so much. It's so much. Like Papa would say, it's like trekking from here to London by foot and another man flying from here to London by Boeing 747 or whatever aircraft. Well, it's possible for the man trekking from here to London to get to London. But by the time he gets there, he's already worn out. He would have become old. He would be sick. He would be useless for himself, at least for some time. But the person that is flying, you can sleep in Nigeria and wake up in London. I'm telling you. And you are going there if you desire to go. I know you will say amen. Praise the Lord. Number two, kingdom stewardship is a covenant with God. It's a covenant. Kingdom stewardship is a covenant. Exodus 23, 25, one of my favorite scriptures. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and you shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take. It's a covenant. You will serve. I will do this. Covenant is an exchange. You will do this, I will do this. Can you see that? You will do this, and I will do this, and I will take away. So, kingdom stewardship is a covenant with God. Number three, kingdom stewardship is not status-based. It's not based on your status or your qualification. It's not race-based. It's not because you are black, you cannot serve God. Or because you are white, you cannot serve God. Because you are short, or you are tall, or you are fat, or you are thin. It's not status-based. It's not culture-based. It's not based on your ethnicity. It's not based on grammar. It's not based on nothing. A lot of people that God has used mightily, as far as I know, God does not choose by gender. It's not gender-based. Not because you're a man, you're a woman. Some people will say, oh, it's because God uses only man. No. Ketri Kuman was a woman. And God used her so much, powerfully. John Wesley mother. John and Charles Wesley mother. You see, it's not until you hold mic, or she didn't hold mic, but she produced people that were holding mics. All her children served God and made him patronate. That is our own service to God, to raise godly children, generous in the on earth, that will shake the kingdom of darkness. That was our own calling, and she fulfilled it, and she served the Lord in that calling. So it's not until you become an apostle or whatever. No, it's not based on title. It's not based on title where there is no entitlement. It's not based on title. Not based on title. It's based on your heart for God. And when God sees your heart, what made God choose David was not because he's the most handsome 17 years old boy or youth. No, it was his heart. He said, look, you are looking at physical. Me, I'm looking at the heart. This guy has the right heart. Finish. God help us in Jesus' name. Daniel was a politician. He was an administrator. King David, the Bible says in Psalm 89:20, he said, my servant. He was a king, yet a servant of God. So it's not, I'm a lecturer because of that, I'm a professor of whatever. I'm looking for one big course, and the thing has disappeared. Okay, I'm a professor of anthropology, botanology, this one, logy, and all the logy. Because of that, I don't have time to be able to serve God. This is a man that, you know, I just discovered a new theory and I'm trying to work it out. It's not based on that. He was a king and God still used him. Daniel was a politician and administrator and God used him mightily. He was a steward to God. Daniel chapter 6 verse 20. Number 4, the only stewardship, fact about stewardship, kingdom stewardship is the only stewardship with eternal gain. My time is up already. Is the only stewardship with eternal gain. Be a pilot. Today I was talking with my wife and I was telling her something about pilot. And she said, when I told her the kind of money they paid pilot, she said, they are paying them for their life. Oh, goodness of money. They are paying them for their life. I said, no, they are paying them for their intellect. But will you fly aeroplane to heaven? When you get to heaven, they will say, we are welcoming you to heaven, Captain James, because you have flew aircraft for everybody on earth, and therefore, welcome, you have done well. No, it doesn't work that way. If he's not born again, he's not going anywhere. He can't fly anywhere. He will rather walk to hell. He's not even going to fly to hell. Praise the Lord. Many, we are building castles for Pharaoh. We are just building castle for Pharaoh. Pharaoh is the prince of this world, and we are building castle. Just building castle. Brethren, You don't necessarily have to leave your job. I'm not saying leave your job and come and hold mic. No. Where you are. Daniel was an administrator. Yes, he served God. King David was a king. Yes, he served God. Joseph was a politician, a prime minister, an inventor, an engineer. Yet he served God. Uzzah invented engines. Yet he served God. Where you are in that position, how is your service to God? Your work should not destroy your service to God. Neither should you hold back your service to God. Neither should they limit your service. I engage in some other extracurricular activity apart from ministry. I will tell you that. One day somebody was telling me, asking me, sir, how are you able to cope? You are this, you are this, you are this. He counted plenty. I said, well, the grace is sufficient. Praise the Lord. So it's not about, no, what I'm trying to say is, you're a teacher. As a teacher, how many students have you been able to influence for God? You're a doctor, how many of your patients have you led to Christ? That could be your calling. God may have given you the grace to become a doctor so that you can save someone. You, in the house of God, what service are you giving? What stewardship? What unit did you belong to? What unit? Don't say my work does not permit me to belong. There will be something that you can do that your work will even be the thing that will help you to be able to do it in the house of God. There are people that know how to drive. They are drivers. So they drive buses. I've seen medical doctors driving buses for churches. I've seen architects driving buses for churches. I've seen people that are business moguls being ushers. I've once been to a church and one of my pastors then told me, said, this man has the biggest printing press in this country. And he was an usher. God bless you. Look at simple. Multi-billionaire, not in Naira. He has the second biggest printing press in South Africa. And the biggest in his own country. And you know what? He prints every publication of his pastor free. The church does not pay. Before they built their own printing press, he does everything free. And the more the more he does, the more God blesses him. Prints for nations, United Nations, UNICEF, this one, that is the one printing for everybody. And he's still an usher. God bless you. Papa once told us the story of him going to a church in South Nigeria, and he saw big people, hoye worker, serving. Sanctuary keeper, cutting grass in the rain and singing. And we are there, just little BSE. I'm a BSE holder. BSE. I have HND. Then I now have BSE. Now I'm doing my master's. In fact, it is because of my master's thesis that I won't be able to come to Riaza. Kingdom stewardship is the key to next level. Number 5, kingdom stewardship is an expression of our love for God. My time is up totally. Kingdom stewardship is an expression of our love for God. How, you see, anyone you love, you want to serve. Ladies, look at me. When the guy is still chasing you, let him serve. Let him serve. If they ask you, tell them Pastor Moshebi says so. I love your smile, somebody there. Because after the thing has been done, you are the one that will be serving. Yeah, you serve. It's not a cost, that's the truth. He will also serve, but you will also serve. So both will serve. So enjoy the thing while it lasts. Praise the Lord. Every man will serve the one he loves. I love the way Brother Abayomi is smiling. Maybe the wife made him to serve very well. Hallelujah. He's happy. I'm not saying when you get to say, Pastor, I say you'll be serving me, so I'm going to just fold my hand. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you that, look, when you love someone, you serve the person. So our service and stewardship to God is an expression of our love. Benefit, quickly, I'll just run through because my time is up. Benefit of kingdom stewardship. Number one is honor from the master and the father. I love this. You will get honor from the master, you get honor from the father. John 12:26. If any man serve him, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my father honor. Honor comes. Honor, great honor. Number two, kingdom stewardship guarantees prosperity and surplus. Recently, I was Googling and I Googled best paying job. And I was not disappointed when I saw them put pastors there. I said, yes. Even though they put it in a sarcastic way, the way they wrote the thing, it was very sarcastic. I said, yes, either way. Paul said, either in annoyance or in whatever, as long as Christ is being preached to the glory of God. I said, yes, pastors must be there. Anybody that tell you that when you're a pastor, you should be a pauper is from the pit of hell. I'm telling you. Pastors are supposed to be one of the richest people on earth, and we are going to be the richest people. Hallelujah. Either you say amen, or you don't say amen, doesn't change anything. I believe it, I know it, and it's going to happen. So if a sister, if a brother comes to you and says, God has called me to ministry and I want you to join me on this journey, don't say no. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I remember when I asked my wife out and the issue of ministry was mentioned. She had, I have my reservation. I have my reservation, I won't forget. But that's not the thing. My time is up. Access to secret of God, which are required for next level. Number three, access to secret of God, which are required for next level. Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord will not do nothing. The Lord will do nothing. The Lord will do nothing. But revealeth his secret unto his servants. God will always reveal secret. I'm telling you, God will always. And you see, you need secret for you to be ahead. You need this secret for you to be ahead. Number four, blessings of answered prayer. Blessings of answered prayer. As a man loveth his child who serve him, so God showers his blessings upon his own. Malachi 3:14, 17, and 18. As a man blesses his children, his son that serveth him, so does the Lord bless and answer the prayers of his servants. And last but not the least, God gives long life full of grace. Exodus 23:26. I pray that the Lord will bless you and give you the grace to key into kingdom stewardship. Note this, kingdom stewardship is not about becoming a pastor. I'm not saying go and resign your work or leave school and come and become a pastor. No, but if God is calling you into ministry, don't delay. Please don't delay. Serve God in the days of thy youth. Serve him, serve him, serve him, and the Lord will bless you. And it will honor you in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.